Good morning.
早上好。
And greetings to all of you in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名问候大家每一位。
And it is a great pleasure for me, my wife, and the entire team from Advancing Native Mission and Charlottesville, Virginia, to come here and have this fellowship with you.
能够和我的妻子、我的弟兄姐妹同工，能够从 Virginia 来到这里，从我们的机构宣教机构到这里，实在是非常的高兴。
As our brother has already explained,
像我们弟兄已经说过的
that myself, our entire team has been here since Friday evening, and we have enjoyed our time here.
啊，就我们这个团队从礼拜五开始来到这里，实在非常喜欢我们在这里度过的时间。
Thanks to Brother Mark and all the leaders of this congregation for welcoming us and inviting us here to be with you.
谢谢 Mark 弟兄，谢谢这个教会带领的弟兄能够邀请我们来到这里。
We also bring greetings from the entire A&M family, which is more than 60 of us, based in Charlottesville, Virginia.
我们在 Virginia 那边，我们一共有60几位同工。
And as we were asking Brother Mark, how you came to know A&M or Advancing Native Mission?
我曾经问过 Mark 弟兄，你是怎么知道我们这个宣教机构的？
And so he replied that he has known us for more than 20 years.
他告诉我们说他已经知道我们20多年了。
And that's amazing to see that how the Lord connects each one of us.
实在看到神如何把我们连接在一起，真的是非常的令人惊异。
Here is an American brother has a burden for a Chinese congregation.
这里面有一个美国的弟兄却对中国的聚会有负担。
And that normally doesn't happen that way.
通常不是这样。
And then he trusted A&M in such a way that he did something that all of you for the first time happening here with your church.
那么他帮助我们这个教会呢，第一次有这样的活动。
And I believe that we as a fellowship on Friday, Saturday, and this is our now last few hours remaining.
那么我们在星期五、星期六有了交通，那么今天是我们最后一次。
And as we go back, we believe and trust in the Lord that your church will be able to view mission with a new light.
那么我们相信呢，神会帮助这个教会用更新的眼光来看待宣教这件事。
Because mission is for all of us.
因为宣教是我们每一个人的事。
Someone has said, like, what is mission?
有人会说，宣教是什么？
That when we see a need greater than our own need.
那么我们就会看到宣教远远超过我们自己的需要。
I'm sure all the families representing here, they have got all various needs.
那么我相信在这里面的每一个家庭都有不同的解读。
But when we see a need greater than our need and try to do something for that, that is mission.
那么需要知道呢，宣教其实呢是比我们所知道的更多，让我们真正明白什么叫宣教。
Some of you, maybe those who are not present for the last 2 days, you might not know about A&M much.
那么前两天没有来的，也许不大知道 A&M 就是我们这个宣教机构。
So I request you that after the service, please visit the display table and you can pick up some literature and magazine that will give you some idea about advancing native missions.
那么这个聚会结束以后呢，我请大家等一会儿到那个桌子上，那边有我们有一些宣传资料，使大家可以帮助大家知道我们这个机构。
26 years before, under the leadership of Brother Bo Bredo and another brother, this ministry started.
26年以前呢，在波弟兄他的带领之下，我们开始了这样的服事。
He has already seen that tall Filipino that you can see, that you can meet with him after the service.
那么就是这位呢，身材很高的弟兄，一会儿信息结束之后，你也可以跟他去了解。
He was a high government official in Philippines.
那个时候他在菲律宾政府里面做很大的有很高的职位。
Came to U.S. with a different purpose.
来到美国为了不同的目的。
It's a long story, but then the Lord brought him, and then we have served together. I've served together with him for the last 33 years.
但是神对他有不同的计划，在过去的 三十几年里面我们一起同工。
We all came to this country with a different idea, different purpose.
我们来到这个国家都有着本来有着不同的想法和不同的目的。
But the Lord had different purpose in our lives. He turns around and puts us in the right place.
但是神在我们身上有不同的目的，所以他改变我们，让我们啊站在今天的地位。
That is how Advancing Native Mission started 20 years before.
这就是呢，二十六年之前我们这个 ANM 这个机构如何开始的。
Very quickly, very shortly, what do we believe?
那么很快的，请大家很快的讲我们所信的是什么。
We believe in the Great Commission.
我们相信神的大使命。
That is given in Matthew 28.
在马太福音二十八章。
And also at the same time, we believe the core verse of ANM is Matthew 24:14.
那么我相信呢，我们这个机构，我们最对我们来讲最重要的一节经文就是马太福音二十四章十八节。
And the verse says like that.
这节经文说。
And this gospel of the kingdom.Will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 24:14. I read again because this is very important for all of us. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
马太福音二十四章第十四节非常重要的一节经文，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And that is, try to understand, that is how we feel.
这就是呢我们要明白的一节经文。
How we can reach the last village, the last tribe, that they will come to know Jesus.
要我们知道只有当福音传到最后一个部落最后一个村庄的时候
now,
天国才会来到。
Now how it will be done?
如何能够做到？
We all are thankful for the foreign missionaries, those who came to all our countries.
我们都对那些能够到各国各地去的宣教士对他们啊非常感谢他们。
Missionaries from England, from US, from Australia, New Zealand, and all those places, those who came and brought the gospel.
从英国，从新西兰，从世界各地的这些啊宣教士。
You may remember the stories of Hudson Taylor.
大家也许知道哈啊
William Carey and many others.
还有许许多其他的。
And those who brought the gospel,
他们把福音带到。
And that's why many of our countries, China, India, and many countries that now we have the gospel.
把福音带到中国、印度，现在许多听到福音的地方。
But now the socio-political and economic situation in all these countries have changed.
那么现在呢，社会的、政治的各样环境在这些国家改变了。
Many of these countries have closed their doors completely for foreign missionaries.
这些国家，很多国家现在他们对宣教士的门完全关上了。
Even if you want, you cannot go as a missionary to more than 60 countries in that 10-40 window.
那么在即使呢，宣教士想要去，目前有60多个国家，他们不能去了。
Then if missionaries cannot go, then how the gospel will be preached?
如果宣教士不能去的话，福音如何能够传开呢？
But we thank and praise God.
但是我们感谢赞美主。
Because of the sacrificial work of these foreign missionaries.
因为这些外国宣教士他们所做出的牺牲。
Now a whole army of native missionaries are raised in all these countries.
现在在这些国家有许许多多本地的人，他们成为福音的战士。
They know the language.
他们知道本地的语言。
They know the culture.
他们知道他们的文化。
They are trained in their own culture.
他们在自己的文化之中
and they are very cost effective.
他们非常的有效
and they are doing it.
他们在传福音
You know about your own country in China.
你们都知道中国这个你们都
and how much challenges and obstacles are there.
你们都知道中国你们也知道在那里传福音的困难
We know about India.
我知道印度
Brother Karim spoke about Middle East countries.
而柯林弟兄他讲到了在中东那些国家
We cannot go as missionaries from here.
我们不能作为这里的宣教士到那里去
But there are these missionaries though are willing to do it.
但是在那里的宣教士他们愿意付上代价
And because of their sacrificial work, the gospel is spreading rapidly.
因为他们愿意摆上，因为他们这样的工作，福音在那里能够迅速的传开。
And that is the reason of advancing native mission.
这就是为什么我们这个 AM 这个机构。
How we can connect these workers, native missionaries, those who are in different countries with the churches and believers here in North America.
这就是呢, 我们让 这些在本地传福音的宣教士能够跟在美国的这些教会 我们能够, 能够连接在一起
And so that we can stand behind them, we evaluate them, we make their stories known here in the churches.
所以呢, 我们可以知道他们, 我们可以评估他们, 我们可以让这里的弟兄姐妹知道他们的故事。
And as the Lord provides you through churches and friends like you,
那么当 神准备了像你们这样的教会,
we try to equip them so that they can do the work.
所以呢, 我们可以装备他们, 让他们可以来做工,
and we support missionaries,
我们支持他们,
children,
他们的孩子,
provide them bicycles, motorbikes, literature, whatever is needed.
供应他们自行车, 供应他们书籍, 他们所需要的一切。
And that is how that together it is a joint venture.
所以呢, 我们在一起做工,
you work in a lot of companies and you know what joint venture means.
有很多人在不同的公司工作, 你们知道这样, 这样合作是什么意思?
And so together it is not a single man's job.
所以我们在一起不是一个人单独的做工。
We bring about as we go to churches and families, we share these stories.
那我们到各个教会, 各个家庭去分享他们的故事。
Right now, Advancing Native Mission is working in 80 countries around the world.
现在我们这个机构在世界各地80个国家工作。
We have got 268 ministry partners in this country.
我在这个国家我们有268个跟我们合作的同伴。
And together, now we are able to help and support 9,000, more than 9,000 missionaries representing these 268 ministry partners.
那么在我们的合作里面, 我们一共可以, 跟着268个机构, 我们一同合作, 可以支持全世界各地 9,000多个宣教士。
But much more has to be done. Much more has to be done.
那我们还要做,
much more.
我们还需要做得更多。
And that is why we need partners like you to join hands together with us.
这就是为什么需要呢, 像, 这里的弟兄姐妹, 我们可以一同来合作。
We are excited our partnership with the New York Christian Fellowship.
我们每一次跟能够跟在诺克弟兄姐妹, 我们能够同工, 让我们非常的兴奋。
We welcome you to come and visit us when you come to Virginia to our headquarters.
那么下次你们到弗吉尼亚的时候, 欢迎你到我们的总部来。
And see how we are doing the work.
可以看我们如何的做工。
And join hands together so that we can finish the task.
所以我们可以一起来合作, 来完成我们的工作。
Most of you also have come from other countries.
我们当中的大多数是从各个, 是从不同的国家来的。
And mostly from China.
大部分是从中国来的。
With dreams that brought you here.
是因着你们因着梦想来到这里。
And God has blessed you.
神祝福了你们。
Similarly, I can say that me and my wife,
同样我和我的丈, 我的妻子,
we came from India.
我们从印度来。
I came in 1985 to Canada.
我是从1985年从加拿大过来。
And my wife, of course, joined with me in 1987.
那我的太太呢, 是1987年,
and we also came with dreams.
我们是带着梦想来的。
Initially, when I came, of course, I was a believer, but I came here to have a North American dream fulfilled, to have a better life.
我来到这里, 来到北美, 是为着我生活的梦想来到这里。
And the Lord blessed us.
神祝福了我们。
I was working in the Indian High Commission, Indian Embassy in Ottawa.
我在呢, 渥太华,
Indian Embassy in Ottawa.
我在渥太华, 印度的领事馆工作。
And also I was working in the Toronto International Airport.
那我也在多伦多的国际机场工作。
The Lord was, I could have stayed and made good money and stayed.
我可以呢在那里赚钱并且定居。
But the Lord was dealing in my life.
但是神在我的生命中对付我。
And made me restless.
让我无法安息。
And gave me that something more, something I was missing.
让我知道呢我缺少一样东西。
And it's a long story that how that I came, got connected with the mission agency in the U.S.
那么我跟在美国的宣教机构怎么发生了关系呢？这是一个很长的故事。
And it's an amazing story that how in the year 1987, Brother Bo and myself also we met for the first time in this mission agency.In the U.S. before A&M even existed.
那么在1997年还没有 A&M 这个机构的时候，我跟波弟兄我们在一个宣教机构我们见了面了，这是一个非常惊异的故事。
All I can say now,
我现在能够说的就是
that the Lord has turned us around,
神把我们翻转
and our life has become more meaningful and fruitful to fulfill His will in our life.
那么我们的生命就更加的有意义，可以成就他的旨意。
We had to surrender our own agenda, our own desire that we had. But that now we rejoice that His Lord is fulfilling His will and His name is being glorified.
我们要放下我们自己的计划，让神在我们生命中来成就他的旨意，使他可以得到荣耀。
And that is how we rejoice with this vision that we read from Matthew 24:14.
这就是呢，我们今天，这就是为什么我们今天要来分享马太福音第二十四章十四节。
And in the same way also, each one of you can also make a difference for the Lord's kingdom that He can change your direction.
那么我们每个人都是一样，神可以改变我们的生命，让我们都可以被他所使用。
I am not telling that you leave up everything and go as a missionary to some country.
我不是说呢，你要放下手中的一切，到别的国家去做宣教士。
You need not go, but you can have your missionary representing you in any of those places.
虽然你人可以在这里，但是呢，你却可以仍然为各地的宣教来做出你的做到你的那一份。
You can do that individually. You can also do collectively as a church.
你可以呢个人去做，你也可以在教会来一起教会一同来做。
The cause of world evangelization.
这叫做呢宣教传福音。
How we can fulfill the great commission.
我们如何能够使大使命来成就
？And as it is already announced.That today happens to be the International Day of Prayer for Persecuted Church.
就像弟兄刚才讲的，今天呢是为世界各地被逼迫的教会的祷告日。
And we are so happy to know that your church is already kind of connected with Voice of Martyrs, and you already know what is happening.
我们非常高兴的知道你们教会已经知道在世界各地所发生的事情。
Persecution is not a new word.
逼迫不是一个新词。
And it's not a new topic.
也不是一个新的话题。
You very well understand very much the meaning of persecution.
你们非常明白逼迫的意义。
And so persecution has been with the Christian church from the very beginning, from the first century, from the time of Jesus.
从主耶稣基督第一个世纪开始，教会就受逼迫。
And you know that how the Roman Empire wanted to destroy Christianity.
你们也知道罗马帝国他们是如何要消灭基督教会的。
Then through down the history, you can see different regimes and powers have tried to eliminate Christianity from the surface of the earth.
那么从历史上你也会看到各地各样的政权、各样的势力如何想要把基督信仰从这个地上除去。
In your own country, you have gone through the Cultural Revolution starting from 1917 and how Mao wanted to destroy Christianity.
你们自己的历史也知道从1970代开始毛泽东是如何想要在中国消灭基督教会。
And it has happened in Romania under Ceausescu.
那么在罗马尼亚齐奥塞斯库也是这样。
In Russia under Lenin and Stalin.
在苏联在列宁和斯大林下也是这样。
North Korea, it is happening now.
在北韩现在正在发生这样的事。
India, it is happening now.
在印度也正在这样。
You heard about Egypt, about Lebanon, about Turkey, and all those places, it is happening now.
那大家也听到了，在埃及、在土耳其、在尼巴嫩都在发生这样的事。
So many have tried to destroy Christianity through persecution.
许许多多人想借着逼迫来除掉基督信仰。
In 2008, there was severe violence in our state in India.
那么在 2008年 在 印度,
and even my name also was in the hit list to be killed.
那么在我的名字也在黑名,在暗杀的黑名单上,
but the Lord has protected us and given us new lease to continue.
那么神保护了我们,
but praise God that no one has succeeded and no one will succeed in eliminating Christianity from the surface of the earth.
但是感谢赞美主，没有人能够把基督信仰能够从这个地上除去。
There is victory in the name of Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面可以得胜。
Time is coming when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
时候要到，万膝要下跪，万口要承认耶稣基督是主。
That is what is our hope.
这就是我们的盼望。
That is what we are marching towards.
这就是为什么我们要向前。
The center for the study of global Christianity. The Center for the Study of Global Christianity.
那么我们学习全世界的基督教信仰的中心。
And in Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary.
在一个神学院叫做 Condon Cornell 这个神学院。
Estimates that 100,000 Christians. 100,000 Christians die annually for their faith.
每年有将近十万基督徒因信仰而被杀死。
And you might have, when you read the Christian history, that you know how persecution has happened through different generations.
那么你读基督教的历史，你就会发现各式各代的逼迫如何的发生。
Do you know that the maximum number of Christian martyrs have happened in our generation, not in previous generations.
大家是不是知道，殉道人数最多的是我们这个时代，而不是过去。
It is estimated that
据估算,
that 45 million Christians have become martyrs in the 20th century.
在20世纪，共有450万基督徒他们殉教。
It is not 17th century, 16th or 18th century.
不是16、17、18世纪。
It is 20th century when many of us were very much alive. That is where 45 million Christians have become martyrs.
而是在这个时代，一共有450万基督徒他们殉道。
And
4500万。
In spite of all these,
尽管如此,
we thank and praise God that through our native missionaries in all these countries, the gospel is spreading rapidly and hundreds of thousands are coming to the saving knowledge of Christ.
但是我们感谢赞美主，因着这些本地宣教士，他们传福音是在这些受逼迫的国家，福音能够迅速地传递，成千上万的人让他们认识了主。
If we believe in this,
如果我们这样相信,
don't you think that you should also have a share in this great work?
那么我们是不是应该在这其中也应当有份?
Let us remember that God does not need our help to accomplish the task.
请大家记得，神并不需要我们来帮助他完成他的工作。
He doesn't need P.R. Mishra's help.
他不需要我的帮助。
He doesn't need Bo Barredo's help.
他也不需要包弟兄的帮助。
He doesn't need Brother Paul's help.
他也不需要保罗弟兄的帮助。
He can use the stone or the donkey to get the job done.
他可以用石头、用驴来完成他的工作。
But it is our opportunity to show our gratitude for what He has done for us.
但是呢, 让我们看见他, 借着我们能够做什么, 实在是我们的特权。
Would you like to show your gratitude for His love that He has given to us, His life?
我们是不是愿意来因着他给我们的生命, 他对我们的爱, 我们能够, 来回应。
Because let us remember that
让我们记得,
God does not need our ability, but He needs our availability.
他神不需要我们的能力，他只要我们时刻预备好。
Our availability, not our ability.
我们能够被他所用，并不是我们自己的能力。
Whoever we may be,
不管我们是谁。
That whether we are housewife, company executive, teachers, lawyers, whatever it might be.
不管我们是家庭主妇，还是公司的啊，还是律师，还是公司的主管。
If we understand this in our heart,
如果我们心里面懂得这一点
，in our own circle where we are, we can make a difference.
那么我们就可以在我们周围，为给我们周围带来改变。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
让我们打开罗马书。
And Romans chapter 10.
第十章。
And so now we have to think how we can make a difference.
我们需要思想我们如何能够带来改变。
If this is the situation now of the world,
如果现在世界上的形势
and in that case, where do we stand and what can I do for him?
我们如何的开始我们能够为他做什么。
In Romans 10, starting from verse 13,
在罗马书第十章从第十三节开始
It says,
那里面说
For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
And then, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in?
然而若人若未曾信他怎能求他呢
And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard?
未曾听见他怎能信他呢
And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
没有传道的怎能听见呢
And how can they preach unless they are sent?
若没有奉差遣怎能传道呢
And that is what is the burden of advancing native mission.
这就是我们这个机构的负担。
We say that the field is ripe, Bible says field is ripe and workers are few.
圣经里面说要收的庄稼多做工的人少。
But I would like to say that the field is ripe and workers are waiting to be sent out.
那我要说呢庄稼成熟了我们要差遣工人。
That is our target, that how we can send out more and more native missionaries to the field to finish the task.
这就是我们要说我们怎样能够差派越来越多的本地的工人来完成他们的工作。
How can they preach unless they are sent?
若没有派的，若没有差遣的，如何有人做工呢？
And that is why we need your partnership to send out more missionaries to the field for the harvest.
这就是为什么我们需要你们的合作，我们可以差派更多的人去收割庄稼。
But sometimes the question comes to mind.
但是有时候我们心里面有这样的问题。
I'm not a pastor. I'm not a leader. I have not gone to Bible college. Then why should I get involved in this task?
我既不是牧师，也不是传道人，我也没收过神学的装备，我怎么来完成这样的工作？
I would like to give you today from very common passages four reasons why we should get involved in missions.
那今天呢我要跟大家分享四节经文让大家知道我们如何能够参加宣教。
And how we can fulfill the cause, get a world view of mission, and how we can get involved in that.
就是我们能够如何参加宣教的工作来完成神的参加宣教来成就神的旨意。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 28.
让我们打开马太福音第二十八章。
Matthew 28 and verses 18 and 19.
第十八节、第十九节，马太福音二十八章。
And again, very, very common passage.
非常大家熟悉的经文。
Where the Lord has given the great commission.
就是神所颁布的大使命。
What does it say?
他说什么呢
It says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Verse 19,
第十九节
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Now, yes, it is a very common passage.
这是大家所熟悉的经文。
But I would like to challenge again from some of these very common verses.
但是我要借着这些大家熟悉的经文来挑战大家。
Now, what is the language here used?
你用的语言是什么?
Is it a request or it is a command?
神在这里用的语气是一个请求还是一个命令？
Is he telling my dear brother, you know, if you feel like, can you please go and share the gospel?
他是不是说，亲爱的弟兄，你如果愿意的话，请你去分享福音？
In my Bible, it is not written in that way.
那我读的圣经不是这样写的。
In my Bible, it is written as a command given to whom? Is it to only to the pastor or leaders, or it is to all believers, the entire church?
在我这本圣经里面，这段经这个命令是给单单给牧师、给带领的弟兄呢，还是给每一个得救的人？
It is, I believe that it is a command given to you and me, to housewives, to teachers, to lawyers. To every one of us, this command is valid.
No, 这个命令呢是写给每一个人的，无论你是家庭主妇，还是律师，还是教师。
Now, who can give a command?
谁能够发出命令？
One, because the Bible also is clear about that.
圣经讲得非常清楚。
Because one who has authority can give a command.
是那个有权柄的人。
You know, when we have two daughters, now they're grown up, but they were small earlier.
那我有两个女儿，她们现在都长大了，但是她们小的时候。
And we are their parents, father and mother, and they obey our commands.
我们作为父母，我们是他们的父母，他们要听从我们的命令。
And so when they're small, we say, Richa, come here, she will come, go there, don't do that, because they are our children, so they obey our commands.
他们小的时候，我们告诉他们说，你啊。到我这里来，你不可以做这个，因为他们是我们的儿女，所以他们要顺服我们的命令。
I cannot come to Brother Tom and tell his children can give his command.
那么，周刚弟兄的孩子，我不能对他下命令。
Because they don't call me father.
因为他们不管我叫父亲。
They don't belong to me.
他们不属于我。
Now, if we call God, Lord Jesus is our father.
如果我们称主耶稣基督是我们的父，
That means we are his children.
那就是说我们是他的儿女。
Now do you think that he has an authority to give me a command?
你认为他有没有权利给你命令呢？
Now this is very clear.
这是非常清楚的。
Who can give a command?
谁能够下命令？
One who has authority can give the command.
那是有权柄的可以下命令。
And here Jesus says,
主耶稣在这里说，
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, praise God.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，赞美神。
He has the authority.
他有权柄。
So let us examine ourselves.
让我们检查我们的内心。
If we do not want to obey his command,
如果我们不想顺服他的命令，
then let us not call him father.
那么就不要称他为父。
Another picture.
另外一幅图画。
In the army,
在军队里面，
the general calls the captain.
那将军叫队长来。
And says to the captain,
他对他说，
Captain, go and attack the enemy.
他说，你去向敌人发动进攻。
What the captain will say?
那队长会说什么？
Yes, sir, I will do it, you know, when the weather is good.
他说,
you know, I'll think about it, I'll do it when I can.
他说, 让我想一想, 等天气好了, 我可以的时候, 我再去进攻。
You don't worry, I'll do it sometime.
对啊, 不用担心, 我会去的。
Do you think that is possible in army?
你觉得在军队里面可以这样吗?
No.
No.
In the army, there is no sir. No sir doesn't exist.
在军队里面, 你不可以对长官说不。
The moment says general,The captain attacked the enemy.
当你去攻击仇敌的攻击敌人的时候，
Yes, sir, I'm going.
他说是的，我去。
And immediately he marches, come what may. Whatever happens, he will start marching.
好，无论发生什么，都要他要向前进。
Whether it is raining or snow or mud or whatever it may be, the soldier, the captain will start marching.
无论是下雨。还是下雪，风雨无阻，这个军队必须向前进。
Because the general has the authority.
因为将军他有权柄。
So why should we do it?
为什么要这样做？
Because here the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has given us a direct command to do it.
因为呢，万主之主、万王之王给我们直接下命令，让我们去做。
And this command is for everyone if we call him our father.
对于每一个称他为父的人, 这个命令是给我们的。
Number two.
第二个原因,
why should we do it?
为什么要去?
Because he has chosen us to do the job.
因为他选择我们来做这样工作。
Let us turn to John chapter 15 verse 16.
让我们打开 约翰福音15章第16节。
And John chapter 15 verse 16 says like this.
约翰福音15章16节这样说,
he says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
不是你们节选了我, 是我节选了你们, 并且分派你们去结果子, 叫你们的果子长存。
Two things.
两件事,
chosen,
节选,
and appointed.
并指派。
We might read this verse many times, but sometimes, dear brothers and sisters, you know, the same verse can also speak to us in a new way.
我们这段经文读过很多遍了, 但是呢, 同样的经文可以向我们有新的启示。
I do not know about your past life.
我不知道你们过去的生活。
I know about my past life and my wife's generations, how the Lord has chosen us.
但是我知道我的过去, 我太太过去, 神是如何节选了我们。
I do not have time to tell our family history.
我没有时间给大家讲我们家庭的历史。
But this much I can say, that I am a fourth generation believer of the British missionaries, those who came to India.
但是我可以告诉大家, 因着宣道印度的宣教士, 我是第四代的基督徒。
And around 1870, there was a severe famine in our area in India.
在印度我们那个地方呢, 有饥荒。
And it is, you can find this also in Google.
那么在Google上你也可以看到这件事。
My great-grandfather was growing up as a Hindu boy and to become a priest in the temple.
那么我的曾祖父呢, 是在, 啊, 是在寺庙里面长大的一个, 印度男孩。
And, so, and because of the famine, there were no food.
因为呢, 饥荒他们没有吃的。
And the British missionaries were providing open kitchen and provided free food.
但是呢, 有英国的宣教士在那里面呢, 供应他们食物。
My great-grandfather could not tolerate hunger and came and ate food provided by the low-caste Christians.
那么我的曾祖父因为饿得实在受不了了, 所以呢, 他就去英国人那里吃了食物。
Because in India, the caste system is very strong.
那么在印度呢, 这个,
caste.
在印度里, 这个种族制度是非常的严格。
And so because he belonged to the high caste to become a priest.
因为这个在印度呢, 这个阶层, 阶级是非常, 啊, 非常严肃的, 因为, 但是他出生在一个高等的, 高级高等的这个阶层里面, 所以他成为一个很职位很高的僧侣。
He was not supposed to associate with the Christians who are considered low caste.
他本来呢, 是不应当跟那些被人视为很低层阶级的宣教士为伍的。
But he ate the food provided by the missionaries.
但是呢, 他吃了宣教士所提供他的食物。
And this news reached his village.
以至于呢, 啊, 因为他们, 宣教士到他们的村庄去分发食物。
Because of that, he was kicked out of the village, he was excommunicated.
因这个缘故呢, 他被赶出他的村庄, 他被赶走了。
And so, then the British missionaries raised him up, he got educated, and then he also served in the British government.
那么呢, 英国的宣教士就收留了他, 把他养大, 他也开始呢, 在服侍。
But more than that, he went to a very remote area and representing the British government and started a church.
那么不仅仅如此, 而且呢, 他还到很偏远的村庄, 代表英国政府在那里面工作, 同时来传福音。
And that church is still existing, known as Phulbani Oriya Baptist Church.
他在那个村庄里面建立了教会, 那个教会今天还在。
And there is a marble plaque in that church.
那么在那个教会上有一块石。
It says Sam Misra, that is my great grandfather, Sam Misra, the first member of the church.
那么在那块石碑上写着他曾祖父的名字，叫做 Sam。
Sam Misra, Pierre Misra, Sam Misra。
写着他曾祖父的父亲的名字。
And I'm proud of that small marble flag.
那么我为着真的为着那个感到骄傲。
I'm proud that that day my great grandfather became hungry.
我真的是为着那天我的曾祖父他实在饿得受不了而感谢神。
I'm proud that he ate food with the low caste Christians because we don't believe in caste.
那么我真的是感谢那天他吃了啊。宣教士这些被认为是低等阶级的人所提供的食物。
I'm proud that he was excommunicated that day.
真的是那一天，为着他那一天被赶出去，让我感到骄傲。
That gave him the new focus and the new direction in his life.
那一天成为他生命当中新的焦点，新的方向。
So he was chosen.
他是被节选的。
As the Bible says,
像圣经里面所说。
You did not choose me, but I chose you.
不是你们节选了我，是我节选了你们。
And so he was chosen that day more than 100 years before.
他在一百多年前的那一天被节选。
And now we are following the living Christ because that my great grandfather was chosen that day.
今天我这个家族能够跟从耶稣基督，是因为那天我的曾祖父被神所拣选。
Now you need to examine in your lives.
那么在你的生命当中，你要思想
how the Lord has chosen you.
神如何拣选了你
from darkness to light.
从黑暗进入光明。
And because I'm sure that each one of you have a very exciting story that you should remember.
我相信每一个人，你们生命当中都有，你们至今还记得那个令你兴奋的故事。
And as the Bible says,
就像圣经所说，
not only we are chosen,
不，你们不单被节选，
but we are appointed by Him.
而且是被他所指定的。
Do you understand the meaning of the word? How important it is the meaning of to be appointed?
你是不是知道被？被指派这个词的重要意思。
When you applied for your visa to come to US,
当你申请到美国来签证的时候，
you look for that appointment letter.
你等候那个那个约见的信。
Whatever the company, the bank that you are working, that day when you get that appointment letter, that's so precious to each one of us.
当你申请工作的时候，公司给你那封信的时候，你多么的兴奋。
That gives you the visa.
能够让你得到签证。
That opens the door of opportunity in this great land.
那么是向你打开来到这个伟大的土地的门。
And that is how you start a new life.
就是你如何开始新的生活。
And in the same way,
同样
we know that if you're studying in schools or colleges,
当你在学校的时候，
sometimes we get appointed to be the president of the student union.
有的时候呢，我们被指定成为学生会的主席。
And the leader of the students.
来成为学生的领袖。
And how we feel good about it.
我们真的是自我感觉非常好。
Suppose tomorrow brother Tom will get a letter.
如果周刚弟兄明天拿到一封信。
And that Tom is now appointed as ambassador from United States to China.
周刚成为美国驻中国大使。
And so how he will feel?
那他会感觉如何？
Some letter has come, you know. Who cares about that?
有的时候你拿到一些信，你根本不在意。
No, it will not be like that.
这不是那样的信。
The phone will not stop ringing.
电话会一直会有电话打进来。
This collar will go up.
这领子会竖起来。
And you know, President Trump has appointed me.
川普总统指派我。
And boy, there will be parties, celebration, and all that.
好，让我们开一个庆功会。
Here, the King of Kings says that He has chosen us and has appointed us.
这里呢，万主之主说他拣选我们，他差派我们。
Are you excited?
你兴奋吗？
Do you think we should be excited?
你觉得我们应当兴奋吗？
Why should we do it?
我们为什么要去宣教？
He has commanded us to do it.
他命令我们去做。
Because he has chosen us and appointed us to do it.
因为他拣选我们，他也派遣我们。
Third.
第三点。
Why should we do it?
我们为什么要宣教？
Because our God is a reward giving God.
因为我们的神是一个赏赐的神。
And there is in store for us rewards if we do our job faithfully.
如果我们忠心的做工，神就给我们有奖赏。
And let us turn to the book of 2 Timothy.
让我们打开提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
提摩太后书第四章第七节第八节。
Our God is a reward-giving God.
我们神是赏赐的神。
And He delights in giving rewards to those who serve Him faithfully.
他愿意把赏赐赐给那些来服侍他的人。
Here in this world, we expect to get reward if we do well.
在这些经文告诉我们说，如果我们好好的做工，神要赏赐给我们。
You work in different companies.
我们在不同的公司工作。
You like to, every one of us likes to get reward.
你希望我们每一个人都能够得到奖赏。
At the end of the year, if there's a performance record is done that you have done well, you will get more vacation, you may get perks, you may get bonuses.
那么在年终评奖的时候，如果我们表现好，我们都可以得到奖金，我们可以得到假期，我们可以得到各样的福利。
Those who are good in college football or sports,
那么在学校里面啊。打球打得好的。
Your target is to how I become first.
那么你的目标就是如何能够成为第一名。
Those who want to go to Olympic, it doesn't happen in one day.
能够去奥林匹克的绝不是绝不是一日就能够成就的。
It's a long-term preparation.
是一个长期的准备。
How we can perform the best.
让我们表现得最好。
Work hard at it.
要努力的工作。
Morning till night.
从早到晚。
Michael Phelps, I think, who was the swimming champion.
Michael Phelps, 这个游泳冠军。
I mean, I think his parents started him to practice at when he was 2 or 3 years old.
当他两三岁的时候，他父母就开始准备他。
And so it's a long term of practice, dedication is needed to win that medal.
是一个长期的准备，长期的坚持才能够得到才能够得到奖牌。
And that is what is our hope and ambition, wherever we may be, how we can get reward.
这对我们来讲也是一样，我们如何的忍耐到底，最后得到奖赏。
And God Almighty also does that.
全能的神也是一样。
And so if we read 2 Timothy chapter 4 and 7 and 8,
如果我们读提摩太后书第四章第七第八节，
what it says,
那里面说什么呢？
I have fought the good fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。
And then in my Bible, I find a pause.
那么在我的圣经里面发现这里有一个停顿。
So Paul told about himself.
保罗讲到他自己。
We should see his confidence.
我们会看到他的信心。
I do not have that confidence yet and I do not know if I can ever have that before I die.
我现在没有那个自信，我也不知道到我死我会不会有那样的自信。
But you know about Paul.
但是大家知道保罗。
His dedication.
他的奉献。
His sacrifice.
他的牺牲。
And what he has done for all of us.
他对我们每一个人所做的。
And so he has this confidence that he is able to say.
所以他有这样的自信可以说。
That I have fought the good fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have finished the race.
当跑的路已经跑尽了。
And there is in the store for me that reward, the crown of righteousness the Lord is going to give.
有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是神为我所预备的。
And then there is a pause.
然后呢，就有一个停顿。
Then not only to me.
说不单单是我。
But also to all who have longed for His appearing.
也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
So dear brother and sister.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
This reward is there for you and me if we want to get it.
这个奖赏是为我们每一个渴慕的人所预备的。
And because here Paul has done well in the race.
因为保罗他跑了美好的道路。
And but then now he is sure that he is going to get that reward.
所以他确定他能够得到冠冕。
And just imagine the picture in heaven.
想象一下在天上的景象。
Because he says that it is for all those who are long for his appearing.
因为他说为凡渴慕他显现的人。
And I believe that is where you and I, we all are included.
这里面包括你和我。
So you can imagine this picture.
所以你可以想象这幅图画。
And then as we are up in heaven,
当我们被提到天上的时候,
we are all standing before the throne of God.
我们都站在神宝座的前面。
And then the Lord will say,
这个时候神会说, 主会说,
Brother Mark, please come forward.
Mark弟兄, 请到前面来。
You have done well.
你
fought the fight.
Yeah, 你美好的仗你打过了。
And you have completed the race.
当跑的路跑尽了。
Now receive this crown.
现在你可以得到这个冠冕。
What can be our reaction? What can be our reaction?
我们要如何回应呢?
Shall we put that crown nicely and sew around in the heaven, showing that this is what I got?
我们会不会戴上冠冕以后就在天上这样自我感觉良好?
I don't think that's what we'll do.
我相信我们不会这样。
We will take it and keep it at the feet of the Lord.
我们会把冠冕摆在主的脚前。
Say, Lord,
主啊,
I don't deserve that.
我不配。
I did what I could.
我不配。
I did what I could for your kingdom.
我,
I did what I could for your kingdom.
我对天国所做的。
Just being your presence is enough for me.
只要有你的同在就足够了。
Would you like that?
是不是这样?
Why should we do it?
我们为什么要宣教呢?
Because our God is a reward giving God.
因为我们的神是一个赏赐的神。
And he is waiting to give us rewards if we do our job faithfully.
如果我们忠心地服侍他, 神要赏赐给。
Lastly,
最后,
why should we do it?
为什么要宣教?
Because the love of God constrains or compels us to do it.
因为神的爱来激励我们。
Let us turn to the book of 1 Corinthians.
让我们翻开哥林多前书。
Because how does the love of God can compel us and constrain us to be involved in the cause of world evangelization?
那么这里面神的爱如何地激励我们能够来传福音?
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16 and 17,
哥林多前书第9章第16节第17节,
it says like this,
这样说,
Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast. For I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me.
我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。我若甘心做这事，就有奖赏；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
So, see the language that is used here.
大家看他在这里面用的语言。
Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast.
他说我传福音没有什么可夸的。
Because it is, I'm not doing a big deal.
这不算不了什么。
It is our duty to preach.
是我们的责任传福音。
So there is nothing that I can boast about.
所以我没有什么可夸的。
For I'm compelled to preach.
但是我激励的要传福音。
That's the word. I'm constrained. Some translation will say constrained or compelled to preach.
这里面这样说，我是不得已要传福音。
Woe to me if I do not preach.
如果我不传福音就有祸了。
What that means? Oh, woe to me. I'd be foolish.
如果我不传福音，我实在是愚蠢。 如果我不传福音，我就有祸了。
Then he says how nicely.
然后他这样说。
If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward.
我若甘心做这事，便有赏赐。
See, again, the word reward comes there.
这里面再次讲到有赏赐。If
we do it happily, joyfully, and enjoying it, then the reward is there.
如果我们甘心欢欢喜喜做这事，就有奖赏。But
it may be that God can use you.
也许神可以使用你。
Involuntarily.
你是不自愿的。
And you, the job will get done, but you will miss the mark.
神仍然可以完成工作，但是你却没有得到。
Because then it says, I'm simply discharging the trust committed to me.
因为证明说责任已经托付我了。
I believe that if you have seen, the movie, what is the second coming movie series? Left Behind.
我相信有一个，如果你看过这个电影。
It is sad, but it is possible that many pastors will be preaching from the pulpit, but and because of their preaching, people will be saved, but they might be left behind.
非常可悲的是，有一些传道人因着他们的传道，有一些人可以得救，他们自己却没有得救。
I hope we do not fall into that category.
我希望我们不会变成那样的人。
Because you should do it voluntarily, happily, and do it, and then get the reward.
让我们甘心乐意、欢欢喜喜的去做，而得到赏赐。
When a responsibility is given to us in the church, or in the home, or the job that we get, sometimes you know that we enjoy the job, sometimes we do not enjoy the job.
当我们神把责任给我们，让我们在公司、在家庭、在工作上传福音的时候，我们知道有的时候我们喜欢自己的工作，有时候不喜欢。
But even if we do not enjoy the job, we do it because we need the paycheck.
虽然我们不喜欢我们的工作，我们还是要去做，因为我们要养家糊口。
But when you enjoy the job, it has got another dimension.
但是如果你喜欢教会，喜欢你工作的话，那就是另外一回事。
And in that case, that you are happy, your job is done, and also that you get the reward.
那这个时候呢，你可以欢欢喜喜的完成你的工作，还能够得到奖赏。
So the choice is ours.
所以呢，是我们的选择。
We want to do it happily, voluntarily, or we do it in a grumpy face and miss the mark.
我们可以呢，或者欢欢喜喜、高高兴兴的去做，或者呢，我们不心甘情愿的做，以至于我们最终会失去。
I want to share a true story and then finish my talk.
我想跟大家分享两个故事，然后就结束。
And this was told by one of the great preacher, and with something which really happened in somewhere in Arizona.
那么这是一个呢，传道人所讲的故事是发生在亚利桑那那边。
And Mary was an 11-year-old girl.
那 Mary 有一个叫 Mary 的，她是11岁的女孩。
And she was a believer because she came to Sunday school and she became a believer.
那么她来教会参加主日学，信了耶稣。
But her father was never a believer, never used to come to church.
那他父亲呢，从来也不来教会，所以也没有信主。
Mary tried to talk to her father, but he never listened.
那 Mary 呢，跟他爸爸传福音，他爸爸不听。
And so Mary became sick.
那么他有 Mary 生病了。
And she was not becoming well.
他身体不好。
And so the pastor came to pray for her.
所以呢，牧师来为他祷告。
And when the pastor prayed, he said that, Mary, would you like that I will pray for you, that you become all right, that you are healed?
那么他问 Mary 说，你要不要我为你祷告，使你病得医治？
And Mary said, no, pastor, do not pray like that.
那 Mary 对牧师说，不要这样祷告。
The pastor was surprised.
所以牧师很惊讶。
Said, you do not want to get better?
说你身体不要，你不想要身体恢复吗？
Mary said, no.
他说不是。
Why?
牧师说：“为什么
？”Because if I do not get well, then I will die.
他说：“如果我身体继续病下去，我会死。
”So if I die, then my funeral service will take place.
说如果我死的话，就会有一个葬礼。
And at that time, you will be preaching the gospel.
这个如果有葬礼的话，你就可以传福音。
And being my father has to be present during that time.
那在葬礼上，我父亲一定会来。
So, in order to save my father,
为了使他能够得救,
because I love him,
因为我爱他,
that I am ready to die 6 times.
我愿意死六次。
The 11-year-old girl Mary's reply was like that.
这是十一岁的女孩 Mary 的回答。
The pastor was stunned.
那牧师非常的,
he could not believe.
他没办法相信。
Why did Mary say like that?
为什么 Mary 会这样讲话？
Because the love for her father compelled her.
因为他对父亲的爱在他里面激励他。
The love for her father constrained her that she was willing to give her life so that her father can hear the gospel.
所以他没有办法，他宁肯自己死，让他的父亲可以听到福音。
So why should we do it?
为什么要传福音？
Because the Lord has commanded us to do it.
因为神命令我们。
Why should we do it?
为什么要传福音？
Because He has chosen us to do the job.
因为他拣选了我们。
Why should we do it?
为什么要传福音？
Because there is a reward waiting for us if we do it.
因为有奖赏等待我们。
Why should we do it?
为什么要传福音？
Because the love of God should compel us to do it.
因为神的爱激励我们。
What should be our conclusion today?
今天我们如何结束呢？
What should be our commitment today?
今天我们要如何摆上自己呢？
Would you like to join hands and commit the task with us?
你愿不愿意跟我们携手一同来完成神的工作？
In the first verse in Romans 10:15, now I left one part of it knowingly.
我开始的时候呢，我是读了罗马书的第 10章11到15，但是有一段
Romans 10:15，
十章十五节有一段我没有念。
I read to you, and how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And then I said, how can they preach unless they are sent?
那时候我念到，若没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？
And the last part says that as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
最后一段是说，如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚踪何等佳美。
How beautiful are the feet that bring the good news.
他们的脚踪何等佳美。
I think Sister Rina mentioned about this from Isaiah last evening, the same passage.
那么 Rina 姐妹昨天晚上从以赛亚书读到的是同样的经节。
And this is also mentioned here in Romans.
在罗马书也有同样的经节。
I used to imagine and I used to tell about it to my wife and to in other places as well.
那么我跟我的姐妹也讲到这里。
Now as we got ready to come to church,
那么来到教会，
we stood before mirror.
我们呢在我们来教会之前都站在镜子前面。
I'm sure all of us.
想想我们每一个人都这样。
And then we combed our hair.
我们梳梳头发。
Some makeup here and there.
擦擦脸。
And then we try to look good. Whether we have hair or not yet, we try to comb.
那我们把头发梳好之后，自我感觉良好。
And then we got ready and came.
然后呢，我们
got ready. We got ready and came to church.
然后我们就准备好了来到教会。
How many of you looked at your feet? If the feet looks good or not?
那么有几个人呢，在镜子里面看自己的脚如何？
Tell me, can you raise hand?
有没有人看？
How many of you looked at your feet in this today morning in the mirror and saw your okay? So
有几个人呢？今天来教会之前，在镜子里面看自己的脚。
The point I'm trying to make.
我要说的是。
God is mentioning what? About face or about feet?
那主神在这里面说的是什么？是我们的脸还是我们的脚？
God is not telling how beautiful are the faces of those who bring the good news.
那主耶稣在这里面没有说传好消息的他的脸多么的美丽。
God is telling how beautiful are the feet.
而是说呢，脚踪是何等的佳美。
Can you picture in your mind a feet gallery up in heaven?
那么想象一下，在天上你的脚踪是怎样
？A feet gallery.
是不是在
foot gallery？
有没有一个在天上有一个展示你的脚踪的美术馆
？A big room like this and shelves, and you see only feet.
那么你来到这个房间，你看到墙上挂的都是脚呢
？And there it will be looking at.Something black and swollen and oozing feet.
那么你看到的是
black and swollen and oozing feet.
看到的是泥泞的脏的和黑色的脚。
And there, the Lord says, "Look at that feet. Oh, beautiful feet."
那主 主会指着说，看那个脚是何等的啊，脚是何等的佳美。
That was walking on the mountains of China.
那是在中国的山上行走的脚。
On the snow-covered feet.
是啊，冰雪遮盖的脚。
And that owned 5,000 souls to my kingdom.
他拯为我的国拯救了5,000个灵魂。
Look at that feet, which is looking three toes missing in that other feet.
看到那另外那里面脚，他拯救了3,000个失丧的灵魂。
That was walking in the jungles of Africa.
是在非洲的森林里面行走的脚。
And brought 3,000 souls to my kingdom.
拯救了带领的3,000个灵魂进入到我的国度。
What is ugly to us?
对我们来讲是丑陋的
be beautiful to the Lord's sight.
但是对神在主的眼里面是美丽的
We do not care for feet like this. We like a nice Italian leather covered feet.
我们确实不一样我们所喜欢的乃是穿着脚穿着意大利靴子的那样的鞋那样的脚
But the Lord doesn't care about that.
但是神不在意这样的鞋
How beautiful are the feet those who bring the good news.
传福音报佳音的脚是何等的佳美
Do you think your and my feet will be there?
你想想，我们的脚踪会不会在那里
？That the Lord can point and say that yes, these feet also walked and added at least 500 souls.
是吗？神可以指着那个脚说，这个脚它也能够啊，它也带回了失丧的灵魂。
That is our target, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们的目标。
How we can add more feet in the army of God so that the job can be done?
我们可以怎样在神的军队当中带进来更多的脚，使神的旨意可以成就？
And something that I wanted to share with you before I close.
在我结束之前，愿意跟大家分享一件事。
And because as we join together,
我们在一起的时候
，and it is our target.
我们的目标
，how we can increase the army of God to finish the task.
我们如何能够啊增加神的扩充神的军队来完成神的工作
？And a few years before, me and my wife.We were in a mission conference.
像前面讲过的，我跟我的妻子参加一个宣教的聚会。
And many of you must have seen the movie Tom Cruise movie Mission Impossible.
很多人大概看过 Tom Cruise 那个电影叫做《不可能的任务》。
Very exciting, interesting movie series.
非常刺激的电影。
But it says Mission Impossible.
但是在里面却说。不可能的任务。
But the theme of that mission conference was mission possible.
但是我们参加那个宣教的特会的主题却是可以完成的任务。
Mission possible.
可以完成的任务。
That is the responsibility of you and me, all of us, together, how we can complete the task.
这就是你我我们每一个人的目标，就是让能够完成神的工作。
In A&M now, as I told you, that as of now, we are supporting more than 9,000 missionaries.
就像我跟大家以前说过的，我们这机构现在支持9,000多个宣教士。
But in 2019, it is our target how we can take the number.To 10,500 missionaries at least.
那么我们明年的目标是如何能够支援呢1,500个宣教士。
They can go to more villages.
他们可以到更多的村落去。
More tribes.
更多的部落。
To reach the last village and last tribe before the Lord comes back.
在神回来之前，我们可以到达，把福音传给最后一个村落，最后一个部落。
We are asking.For churches, individuals, to stand with us with the support of $50 each for these missionaries, not a much.
我们请求呢，每一个教会，每一个弟兄姐妹能够摆上50元，这不是很多，来支援，来支持我们的工作。
If we buy one Starbucks coffee per day,
如果我们每天买一杯星巴克的咖啡。
In a month, we are spending more close to $100.
那么一个月我们差不多要花100多块钱。
One Starbucks coffee.
一杯星巴克的咖啡。
If you sacrifice that, you can support two missionaries.
如果你能够把这个放弃的话，你可以 support two.
Two. Yeah, $50 each.
你可以 支持两个宣教士。
$50 each for a missionary family in many of these countries.
在很多国家，一个宣教士的价钱$50就够了。
They can go out and fulfill the task.
他们可以出去来完成工作。
Where you and I can never go.
是我们去不了的地方。
Remote, difficult mountains, villages, dangers.
很遥远的啊，很偏僻的村庄啊。
We have a code called 090MIS.
那我们的号码就是 090MIS.
If the Lord leads you,
这是我们的号码。如果神带领的话
stand with us and help us in fulfilling the task.
来帮助我们来完成神的工作。
How in 2019 we can take the number from 9,500 to 10,500 and equip them to go out and finish the task.
明年呢，让我们能够支持的宣教数的人数从9500到1500，让他们可以在他们本地来传福音。
God bless you all. As we bow for prayer, I would request Brother Bo to come and conclude with prayer.
愿神祝福大家。我们现在我请啊伯弟兄上来来祷告。
So what is the conclusion?
我们的结论是什么？
You have listened for almost an hour.
大家听了差不多一个小时。
To Brother P.R. Mishra and to my new friend and brother here, Brother Tom Zhu.
借着 P.R. 弟兄，也借着我新认识的周刚弟兄。
So Brother Harry, what is your conclusion today from what you heard?
张恒弟兄，今天听完之后，你的结论是什么？
What is your conclusion that you heard today, Brother Roger?
同样，宗汉弟兄。
Brother Elijah, what is the conclusion that you have reached in your heart from what you heard?
在我们听到之后，在我们心里面有什么样的结果？
Brother Larry, what have you reached in terms of the conclusion? Because what has been presented to you for the last one hour, you are acting like a jury in a courtroom.
那么在我们过去这一个小时，我们听完之后，我们心里面有什么反应？我们就好像在法院上的法官一样，我们得出什么样的结论？
And the Lord Jesus is speaking to you through the power of the Holy Spirit upon our brother P.R. Mishra making a case for Jesus Christ and for his heart for the lost and the dying world.
那么主耶稣基督借着圣灵，借着我们的弟兄，他在我们每一个人的心里面给我们讲了这样一件事情。
So if you are in the court of law,
如果你去法院的话，
the judge would say, jury, do you have your verdict? Do you have your decision?
那么法官会向陪审团，会问陪审团说，你们听完之后有没有得出什么结论？
And because Jesus is coming not only as king but as judge of righteousness, He would be here standing and saying, what is your verdict?
因为耶稣基督他来不单单是王，而且呢他也是那个审判官，他会问大家说，你们得出的结论是什么？
What have you decided in your heart after hearing the challenge that was so clearly shared with us today?
那么你的心里面有没有听到这个挑战？今天啊，心里面向你挑战。
This is not the message, it's not to entertain you.
这个不是让大家娱乐的信息。
The kingdom of God is always a kingdom of challenge.
神的国永远是挑战的国。
The challenge of dying to self in order to live.
是向你自己死，使你可以活。
The challenge of giving in order to receive.
这个挑战就是你要给，使你可以得。
And Jesus didn't come just for peace. He came to be a stumbling stone.
耶稣基督来不是让地上得太平，而是要成为绊脚石。
So the kingdom of God is always pushing you to the corner and make a decision.
所以呢，神的国永远是把我们逼到死角，让我们得出结论。
So after hearing the word of God and hearing His heart and His will,
那么当我们听到神的心愿。
Benjamin, what's your decision?
听到神他向我们显现的心愿的时候，我们做出什么决定？
Sister Faith, what is your decision?
你的决定是什么？
Brother Mark, what is your decision?
你的决定是什么？
Not only as children of God, but as brothers and sisters in the Lord, knowing that you should have tears as saints, because there are many waiting who have not heard that God came 2,000 years ago and He died for us.
做的是 作为神的儿女，作为弟兄姐妹，我们听完了之后，我们心里面应该流泪，因为很多人还没有听到神2000年之前就来到这个世界。
Brother Vincent, show 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 24.
让我们看彼得后书
chapter 2,
第二章，彼得后书
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 24.
第二章第二十四节。
Let's see this.No, chapter, this is 2 Peter. No, 1 Peter, I'm sorry, 1 Peter.
彼得前书第四章。
1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 24.
第二章第二十四节。
Let's all read this aloud in English, please.
让我们一起用英文大声地读。
Let's start.So, Brother Bo, why don't you close the session? I'm closing the session. You know, in the courts of law,
大家知道在法庭上,
the lawyers of the plaintiff and the lawyers of the defendant,
我们有辩护律师, 有控告律师,
would be made by the judge to say, do a summation of your case.
那么最终呢,法官都会让这些律师做结束的辩护。
And so, you would ask me the question, Brother Bo, what is the summation?Of the 1 hour preaching of Brother PR and Brother Tom.
那么你会问我说，那么听完了 PR 弟兄他所讲的道，最终你的结论是什么？
This is the summation.
那最后归结为。
In order for you to make your decision.
能够让你做出结论。
My father always reminded me, Brother George Downs.
那我的父一直会提醒我。
He says.
他这样说。
Gratefulness.Or thankfulness that is not expressed, gratefulness or thankfulness that is not expressed,
那么一个人感恩
is ungratefulness implied. Is ungratefulness implied. Let me say this again.
Okay.
If you don't know.If you don't say your thanks to somebody, like you, Brother Tom, you gave me a gift. If I don't say my thanks to you, that means that I am ungrateful.
Okay. 如果我们不感恩的话，如果我们不说出来的话，我们就知道我们并不感恩。
Sister Viviana, did you get it? Yeah, you got it. And gratefulness that is not expressed is ungratefulness implied.
对，如果呢，我们不把感恩说出来，其实就表明我们并不感恩。
Now let's show 2 Corinthians 5:15.
哥林多后书五章。
And then I'll rest my case.
五章十七节。
Let's read this together again. Aloud, Chinese and English. Aloud, please.Okay. Aloud, please.
And he died for all.
That's the summation.
这就是总结。
That's the summation.
这就是总结。
You think you live for yourselves?
你为自己而活。
No, you live for him.
不，你为他而活。
What you have is his.
What you
have? What you have.Is God's.
你所有的是神。
Your life is His life.
你的生命是他的生命。
Let me say that. And they and He died for all. He died for you.
因为他为我们每一个人死。
He died for me.
为你为我死。
He died for Brother Mark.
为他死。
He died for Sister Vivian.
为他死。
He died for us.
他为我们死。
For every one of us.
我们每一个人。
That they we who live shall not live unto ourselves, but unto him who died for all of us.
所以我们不再为自己而活，而为那位为我们死的主活。
Let's close our eyes.
让我们闭上眼睛。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Brother Mark, would you please come and pray?
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let all that is within me bless His holy name.
愿我全人我的灵一同来赞美我的神。
May our souls say to God today, soul, bless the Lord, be a blessing to God.
愿我们的灵今天对神说，我的灵啊，我要赞美神。
And forget not all His benefits.
让我们不要忘记他一切的恩惠。
Father,
父啊,
may we ask you what will you have us to do?
让我们知道你让我们今天要做什么。
And may we not just sit around, may we do it.
让我们不单单坐着，而是要起来。
And if you do not know Jesus today, my friend,
如果亲爱的朋友，今天你还不认识耶稣，
you need to talk to somebody before you leave this room.
当你离开的时候，愿你跟我们找人谈话。
Lest Jesus come back and you are left behind.
让耶稣来的时候，你不会被丢下。
We bless your name, dear Jesus.
奉耶稣的名祷。
In our Savior's name, amen.
用奉我们救主的名祷告。
And before we dismiss you to your workshops,
我们在开始的分组讨论之前,
I have some DVDs that will break your heart. I've only got a few of them.
我这里面呢有一些碟片。
And if you would like one, these are about our brothers and sisters in Pakistan.
这里面讲的是在巴基斯坦我们的弟兄姐妹。
I'm going to ask you for one, and I will give you one.
如果你跟我要的话，我会给你，但是很少。
When you watch it,
当你看了之后,
give it to somebody else.
传递给别人。
Don't keep it. Watch it and pass it on.
不要呢把它收藏起来, 而是要看, 然后传给别人。
The slide with the workshop assignments will.
下来我们看一下这个我们下来怎么分配。
You get to be with our brothers and sisters during Sunday school hour.
主日学的时间呢, 我们跟这些弟兄姐妹在一起。
If you're interested in the Middle East, come right down here.
如果呢你对中东的宣教有兴趣的话，就坐在这里。
Southeast Asia, room 5.
5号教室呢是东南亚。
And if the children are still in there, use room 4.
也可以用4号教室。
South Asia, room 6.
南亚在6号教室。
And Latin America, room 7.
那拉丁美洲呢在7号教室。
And may I say, wait to have lunch. Go to the workshops first. Have lunch at 1 or 1:15.
请大家呢不要现在去用午餐，而去各个教室。
You're all dismissed. Thank you.
就到这里。